This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Nos fuimos, viejo. Let's go, Felix.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Ana Maria Sayer. This is regional Mexican artist Peso Pluma on his new album, Genesis. This week, we are talking best albums of the year so far. And obviously, the Doble P himself had to make it on the episode.
We're going to talk a lot more about Peso Pluma Mexican regional later in the show. But we have a whole bunch of great new music that's not Mexican regional, that's just as deserving of recognition. Let's just jump right into it. This is an album from one of my favorite vocalists. She's from Mexico. Her name is Magos Herrera. And she straddles all of these genres between jazz, folkloric, what we call art music, all these different things. She's performed with strings. She's performed with a small combo. She's got a versatility to her voice that is so intriguing. I'm just such a big fan that I brought her in for a Tiny Desk a couple years ago with the string quartet Brooklyn Rider. So she does all kinds of great music. And on this album, she really digs into that genre jumping. And she has a few collaborators from different aspects of the music world. There's classical, there's some jazz artists. It really hones that particular style that I really admire in her. And it's especially fun to listen to beginning to end. This is the title track, Aire, and this is Magos Herrera.
Como el aire que va, llegó a tu orilla, por la ruta del sol que trajo el día, el arrullo del mar que teje el tiempo, con arpegios que van hasta este puerto, aire.
Wow, Felix, we really do have a thing for Mexican vocalists on the show. But seriously, she's amazing. And I know you said this isn't a pop track, but those strings are so poppy to me. It's like, you know, when they talk about Baroque being like the pop of its era, like she brings that energy to today, right? Like, I think the way that it moves and the way that she incorporates it into the song competes with the energy of a pop track today.
I'll buy that.
You'll buy that?
Yeah, I'll buy that.
All right. Well, I brought something in that I think you're going to be really excited about. I am
excited about because it's another one of my favorite female vocalists.
I know a Felix artist. I love her too. Silvia Perez Cruz. This is Seen from her new album, Toda la Vida Un Día.
I would love to put this album and the Magos album on a playlist and just hit random, right? And it would just flow perfectly, man. They are birds of a feather, but yet still distinct.
You know, we're all about getting in our feels in the show. And lately, I've been getting in my feels with some really old-timey, almost like weepy instrumental pieces. And this song just immediately, honestly, got me thinking about my abuela. And you know when a song gets me thinking about my abuela, Felix, that it's a special one. There's something so beautiful, nostalgic about this track. She opens with this gorgeous saxophone, and she's got that crackly recording, which just makes it feel so nostalgic. It's lovely and mesmerizing, which is funny because she did actually study sax and piano when she was young. So it makes sense that she has kind of like this jazzy origin to her. But then she studied at, guess where? Of course, she's Spanish. She's a Spanish vocalist. So she studied at the Catalonian school that Rosalía studied at, and, you know, María José Yergo and all these flamenco singers. And so on this record, she like kind of leans into her jazzy vocals, and she has these moments where she does these like big flamenco numbers, and she goes full choral, and it sounds really classic and natural and stylistically flamenco vocals. I just love it. It's beautiful.
Again, Silvia Pérez Cruz has created a body of work. There are a number of albums where she plays on a different aspect of her career, of her studies and all this. And in this one, you're right, I love that saxophone quartet thing at the beginning. There's so much depth, there's so much feeling. It's another great example of why I really like her a lot.
And I just have to know that she's from Palafrugell, Spain, which, Felix, I don't know if you've ever been there, but
no.
It's up on like the northern coast of Spain, kind of near the Costa Brava, in between that and Barcelona. I have been there. It is one of the most beautiful places on this earth I have ever been to. I went and floated in the Mediterranean last time I was there, and I can just imagine this saxophone and her vocals enveloping me in the water, and it's so magnificent.
I just can't top that, so let's just keep going on this list of best albums of the year so far. And we're going to change attitudes, we're going to change countries, we're going to change eras just a little bit. Let's hear the new album from Fito Páez. This is a song called Dos Días en la Vida.
Descansaron en un bar con mexicanos, margaritas, dos chicas, una sabe mentir. Eligen una mesa, un par de tragos y a bailar. Telma y su cowboy que ahora la saca de allí. El tipo trata de violar la calle Luis.
For those that don't know, Fito Páez is a genuine rock and español pioneer. He's from Argentina. He was part of that wave of musicians in the early 90s across Latin America, but specifically Argentina and Mexico, that had changed the idea of rock en nuestro idioma to rock en español. And it's both a verbal and a psychological switch, because these guys were on the forefront of reestablishing rock and roll in Latin America. Because, of course, people in Latin America had been listening to rock and roll, but putting their own stamp on it. And Fito Páez was one of the musicians who did that by way of his compositions. Just very, very insightful, very literate, and very reflective of the times and everything that was going on. And this album is a reimagining of some of his classic work with some of the who's who of top vocalists in the pop world right now. For example, on this track, we're hearing Nicki Nicole and Lali. So there's all kinds of stuff going on in this record. It's such a great record.
Felix, you knew I was going to call out the fact that Nicki Nicole is on here, because you call her pop vocalist, but she's not really. She's like a hip-hop trap woman.
Yes.
Like, she, most times you will not hear her belting any pop ballads. She's like full on, you know, dropping bars. So to hear her on this record with Fito, there's something so cool and Argentinian about it. It's so generational. It's really amazing to hear.
The album title's tricky. I'm not really sure how to say it, but it is a combination of letters and numbers. It's EADDA 99223, or in Espanol, EADDA 99223. You are listening to Alt Latino. We are going through the list of the best music of 2023 so far. We're about the halfway mark of the year. Ana, you're up, man. What's next?
Oh, yes. Okay. I brought in another Felix favorite. I'm just here to make your day better this episode, Felix. Y La Bamba, an Alt Latino favorite. This is their new record, Lucha. The track that I'm bringing in today is titled 8, which I had brought in a different track from this record on an earlier new music show. Now the album is out. I'm extremely excited about it. I've been listening to it all the time. So here is 8 from Lucha. Take a deep breath, Felix, and let the voice of Luz Elena Mendoza, the lead singer of Y La Bamba, wash over you. Now, I could not have been more excited when I heard this song. It actually opens the record. Most of the record is definitely less bare than this. You have her doing her classic kind of like psychedelic indie soul kind of dream pop vibe. She has the really nice dreamy synthetic guitars that carry you the whole way through. But I brought this one in because it's just so striking to me. It says more in the silence because she lets her voice lead the way, and there's nothing like Luz's voice. There's just nothing like it, and I just love the spare lyricism here too. Generally, she is pretty light with the lyrics, and this particularly, there's a moment where she says, "Don't be afraid of losing time," which was just so resonant to me because the whole record, it's her lucha with her identity. It's her really going through the ups and downs of trying to navigate her Mexicanness growing up in Portland. It's almost like this moment of enlightenment, of clarity for her as she's kind of about to embark on this journey. It's really interesting.
What I really appreciate about Y La Bamba and Luz Elena Mendoza, having followed her practically from the beginning, is the way that she's learned to use her voice in this multi-tracking method to create like a Luz Elena Mendoza choir. So that her voices are stacked on top of each other, and it creates a really, really nice tapestry. I'm just such a big fan. I'm so glad you brought this one in.
Big Y La Bamba fan club over here.
There we go. All right. Oh, it's me. I'm next. With one of my favorite musicians. I talk about him all the time. Yasser Tejeda, right? The great Dominican guitar player. His album is called La Madruga. This song is called El Sol de la Madruga. We'll talk about him in a minute, but check this out.
Por ahí nada más, mira qué bonito viene el sol de la madrugada. Por ahí nada más, mira qué bonito viene el sol de la madrugada. Cielo, fuego, aire, tierra y mar, acuarela de colores que me brinda tu mirar. Sueño de tus rayos florecer, la esperanza de un mañana que ya vuelve a renacer.
Can I talk more about it?
Yes, Felix. You may.
You know, I'm just such a fan because...
But keep it to under 5 hours.
Okay. I am such a fan because of the way he's taken the tradition of the guitar in the Dominican Republic, which comes from bachata and all these other genres, but mostly bachata, and just incorporated it into what he does. I've talked about that kind of incorporation of genres and styles and other musicians on the show, but to me, that's the magic of what makes this music so special, is the way that he does it especially. And his records are great. His live performances are just as good, if not better. And I think that he's one of these musicians that more people need to know about.
You know, Felix, I also feel like I've never heard him quite like this. I was really surprised listening to this track, the way he comes in with that saxophone and the vocals. I mean, oh, it's so beautiful and jazzy and lovely and rocky. I love it.
The album is called La Madruga. The artist is Yacer Tejeda. We need to take a break. We'll be right back with great music from 2023 so far.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator for Planet Money podcast on NPR.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beats. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Big news stories don't always break on your schedule. But with the NPR app, news, culture, and podcasts are ready when you want them, in your pocket. Download the NPR app today.
If you've never donated to the NPR network before, that's okay. Public radio is available to everyone for free. But we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters for Public Media Giving Days, coming up on May 1st and 2nd. Please give at donate.npr.org, and thank you.
And we're back with the best albums of the year so far.
Your turn.
Okay, this is not a Felix pick, but I think it will be. So this is from Tiny, famous reggaeton producer. He's produced for all the big acts, Bad Bunny, Karol G, everyone pretty much you can name who's doing something big in the reggaeton space. And this is finally his actual first solo debut album that he's released. It's called Data, and this track is called Pa Siempre.
Porque yo no soy un artista de momento, yo soy un artista para siempre.
Si no es pa' buscar dinero, yo no salgo. La paca en la falda, los burros en los faldos. Cruzando la balda en par de carros saldo. Hey, un fantameo y te dejamos agonizando. Muchos fronteando y yo me estaba organizando. Las babies se reportan desde que estoy aterrizando. Y van a coserle la boca a todo el que te dé emisario. No soy Gante el comisario, lo que soy es empresario. Todo el que te va que salga, todo el que prometa.
I see you dancing, Felix.
Tapping my foot, yeah, no doubt. When you said you were going to bring this album in, I listened to the whole album. I did.
No mames, Felix.
Yes, I did. I did. I'm so impressed by what I heard because,
right?
Especially listening on headphones or earbuds, right? There's so much there to listen to and how he incorporates these different sounds. It's not busy, it's sparse, but it's very tasteful. And I hear things that, you know, he's taken some chances in doing other things sonically and musically that maybe he wouldn't do for one of his artists, right?
You know, I love when producers get to get free reign because it's like they've had all this creative energy bubbling inside of them that they just get to, like, throw into a project and get really nerdy about it and get super in the weeds about exactly how they do it. And they're not beholden to anyone anymore, right? Like, it's just about them, their creative vision. I chose this track in particular because it is, like, stacked with huge names. And the whole record is. I mean, he has Sech and Arca and Alvaro Diaz and Skrillex and Mike Towers and Kany Garcia. Like, he really brought the whole gamut of artists both within the Latin space, outside of the Latin space. It was really just about those people that he wanted to collaborate with. I love the concept. So the album's called Data, and it's this idea he has that people are represented by music, and that music amounts to data. So it's this idea that over the course of this album, he's like constructing a person through each song. Yeah, it's very geeky, right? Because little known fact, producers are just the software engineers of the music world. And so he's like, okay, I get to represent my super nerdy, super geeky concept. And it really works beautifully. And there's some really soft moments on this record, too. I really loved it.
I was impressed. I was very impressed, man.
I know. I know you got down to it, Felix. Yeah.
I was bopping around in the car listening, with the window down. Speaking of bopping around the car with the window rolled down and bopping my head back and forth, my last track for the show is, how can I not talk about The Latin Dead, the Afro-Cuban version of the Grateful Dead. This is the title track. It's called Eyes of the World.
Right outside this lazy summer hole, ain't got time to call your soul a critic, no. Summer home, wondering where the nut thatch winters, winds a mile long, just carried the bird away.
Admittedly, the Grateful Dead is not everyone's cup of tea, right? Okay, I'm just saying. But I really love what these guys did. And I think that even if I wasn't a fan of the Grateful Dead, if these guys, for example, had done this Afro-Cuban dance version of, I don't know, a band that I'm not particularly into from that era, I still would have loved it because of the musicality of it. The piano player and arranger Oscar Hernandez has been in the salsa scene for many, many, many years. He's a legendary musician. The fact that he's in this mix adds so much credibility and so much musicality to this thing. It can't go wrong. But then that's just me.
I'm the non-deadhead in the room, and I will say I will validate that claim, Felix. They did a really beautiful job with this, and it's kind of boppy.
Eyes of the World is the name of the album. The band is called The Latin Dead.
Okay, my turn.
Yes.
I've waited all show for this, Felix. I'm very, very excited. I have brought in a track from what is arguably maybe the most talked about record in Latin music this year thus far.
Even within this week.
Even maybe, I say Latin music, but maybe music generally. I mean, this is like a record-breaking album for many reasons. This is Peso Pluma's Genesis, and the track that I'm bringing in today is Nueva Vida. I love that track, Felix. I have listened to that intro, I think, at least like 100 times at this point because I cannot get enough of the way he slows it all down with the trumpet, the trombone, the 12 string, and then he speeds it up like it's a bass drop. Like, it is to me so emblematic of the way that Corridos Tumbados has taken corridos and just totally flipped it on its head. And for those who don't know, this is like the moment for Corridos Tumbados, for Regional. This is something that we've been building towards for a long time, and this album from like the biggest artist in Regional right now is kind of like the climax of that moment, right? And so I picked this track in particular because it comes a little bit later in the album and it's a little bit more reflective to me. I mean, you have a lot of like the big banging, hitting kind of like up tempo tracks on the record, but this one, the way he slows it down, it almost feels like he's calling back to the origins of this music, which is like, you know, we're talking like a 14th century waltz. And so to me, it's almost an acknowledgement of the generations that he's breathing life into with this music. And also maybe a moment for him to kind of pause and be like, I'm 24 years old and I'm carrying the music of my nation, of my grandparents, of my ancestors to the world right now, which is kind of insane.
I want to speak specifically to the album and not to the genre at the moment, because his voice, right? His voice is made for singing this style of music, just like the same way like a blues singer like Howlin' Wolf did with the blues back in his time, right? There's no other place that Howlin' Wolf could have been except in that genre. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with Peso Pluma's voice and a lot of performers from this genre. Their voices are made for this type of music.
And that is corridos, right? Like thinking about, for example, like Chalino Sanchez, where it's like his vocals were distinctive. It's like gritty and it's raw and it's imperfect. And that's why it communicates the genre so well.
We want to use this album to introduce something that we're going to do at the end of our shows for a while as we track this incredible moment of Mexican regional, because everything is happening right now. It's, in fact, a living, breathing genre and style, and everything's changing almost week by week. And we want to be able to look at what's going on and keep up with what's happening. And this album in particular, and this artist, is emblematic of where the music is and what's happening. It's also reflecting the moment that has been building up. The fact is something that we chronicled almost 2 years ago.
Felix, I hate to say I called it, but I love to say I called it. We did an episode on this and we were talking about how these songs were already competing with the biggest pop numbers on YouTube, right? Like you would have a Karin León song and put it next to, you know, a Taylor Swift video and you would see Karin León actually blowing those videos out of the water. So it's not like this phenomenon came out of nowhere like a lot of people think it did.
And it's certainly built up to the point now where, according to a report released last month by Billboard, consumption of Mexican regional music is up 42.1% more people listening this year compared to last year to Mexican regional.
And with more people listening, you have an artist like Peso Pluma who started making music and now has 10 songs on the Billboard Global 200. I mean, his rise has been incredibly astronomical. But the genre he's doing, Felix, can you give us a little bit of backstory on what corridos are?
It blows my mind that this happened.
It is mind-blowing. It never fails to blow my mind.
It's my grandparents' music, your great-grandparents' music. I mean, corridos were developed before the Mexican Revolution of 1910. They were used as folk messages between cities and towns and communities, kind of spreading the word of what was happening, and then singing love songs, stuff like that. During the Revolution, they were used to spread the word of what was going on down in the South with Zapata's army and what was going on in the North with Pancho Villa's army. They really became a thing. And then over time, things developed. They started using corridos in different types of styles and genres, accordions, brass instruments. And when, like you mentioned, they're made with like waltzes from Vienna, right?
Because
of the German-Austrian influence along the Mexican-U.S. border, right?
And then a couple of years ago, Felix, you have this guy, Natanael Cano. All of a sudden, he breaks out with a literal entirely new genre, corridos tumbados, which is taking exactly what you're talking about, these 14th century waltz-based sounds, and he throws hip-hop in the mix. I mean, it's like now all of a sudden you have to imagine what people were dancing to in like King's Courts in Vienna. These kids in Adidas and gold chains are popping off to in the club. It's like insane. And I would love to play a little bit because Nata also just released a new album, which is very beautiful. Straight Ahead Corrido Tumbados uses all of the big collaborators.
Let's hear it.
Y eres lo que todos quieren, pero no pueden. Tienes bien lo cual los plebes, ¿a qué se debe? Con esa careta tan bonita, luciendo esa faldita cortita, y loco me tienes, como te mueves, te vas y vienes, si tú lo quieres.
Fino con las Valentino que hoy se vino.
The thing that is so cool about these guys is, one, they're incredible instrumentalists. Like, you watch videos of him playing the 12-string guitar, and he is rocking out. It's like him and his buddies just jamming together, and that is really the energy of this new genre. It's like all these guys going on each other's tracks. It's very reminiscent of the origins of hip-hop, where it's really bringing the community together. But more than that, the lyricism, a distinct characteristic for Corridos Tumbados, is to have like hip-hop themes, but they also really have those early corrido love themes, right? Like, so heartbroken, longing for this girl. You can hear it in their voices. And that is what's so beautiful, because they just bring it and they make it really palatable and exciting and energetic for a younger generation. It's like you really get to engage with what your grandparents had.
And because this moment is happening now, and in order to keep up, we're going to take the last few minutes of each new podcast to take a listen at how recent developments are happening and releases as this music becomes more and more influential and popular.
Okay, can I play us out on something really cool?
Yes, you can.
This track, 77, from Peso Pluma's new album. I have never been more blown away than when I heard Eladio Carrion, Puerto Rican hip-hop artist, rapping over a regional Mexican beat. Check this out.
Doble tono el AP, doble tono la roleta, doble tono el Maybach, doble cara, todo lo feca, doble shot para estar feliz. Esa es la receta, viendo doble ya en el día, llevo más de una seta. No llamo a la conexión si la conen soy yo. No tengo que confiar en nadie si tengo mi glow.
What better way to close this show than with the sound of tubas and trombones? You have been listening to All Latino from NPR Music. This has been our best of the year of 2023 so far. Our show editor is Hazel Sills, and the woman who keeps us on track is Grace Chung.
Our audio producer for this episode is Soraya Mohammed, and our production assistant is Sophia Seidel.
The jefe de los jefes is Keith Jenkins, VP of Music and Visuals.
I'm Ana Maria Sayer.
And I'm Felix Contreras. Thank you so much for listening.
Taylor Swift has dropped a new album. She is the biggest pop star in the world, and everything she does makes news.
I gasped. I was like, oh my God, I've been there, and you can identify with it.
For a breakdown of Taylor Swift and her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
Every time you drive your car, have a package delivered, or get on a plane, you're polluting the climate. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Nature is powerful. Why don't we use it to our advantage?
Meet the people working on cleaner ways to get around on Here and Now Anytime from NPR and WBUR. Transportation Climate Solutions on Here and Now Anytime, wherever you listen to podcasts.